The special ten Sahabas, radiyallahu anhum. The special ten Sahabas, radiyallahu anhum. The special ten Sahabas, radiyallahu anhum. The special ten Sahabas, radiyallahu anhum.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you back once again to our very special program, The Special Ten, in which we're going to be continuing our discussion with regards to the blessed lives of those 10 specific and 10 special individuals who were given the glad tidings of paradise by the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. And as we mention usually that each and every companion of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam indeed is destined for paradise. But these 10 specific companions, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned them in one go, in one narration. We find all of their names being mentioned. So today, inshallah azawajal, we shall be commencing our discussion with regards to the 9th out of the 10 companions. The 9th companion out of the 10, with regards to his blessed life and so on and so forth. Inshallah azawajal. But before that, as usual, let's listen to a blessing of reciting salawat and salam upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wa sallam has stated that last night I saw something very strange. I saw something strange. A man from my ummah, from my nation, who was crossing the bridge of Sirat, dragging himself and sometimes crawling on his knees. This was a state that he was crossing the bridge of Sirat and he was dragging himself. Sometimes he was crawling on his knees. Meanwhile, the salat that he sent on me, the durood, the salawat that he sent upon me arrived. And it made him stand up on the bridge to the extent that he crossed the bridge. Allahu Akbar. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So alhamdulillah, we've discussed some of the blessed companions, radwanullahi ta'ala wa majma'in, 8 out of those 10 blessed individuals. We briefly discuss their blessed life. Today, inshallah, let's listen to the next companion. But before that, imagine this scenario. In a locality in Mecca, Tul Mukarrama, there's a house. And from within the house, you can hear the recitation of the Quran, the recitation of the glorious Quran. But this isn't only one person's voice. It is three people's voice. And it seems like there's one person teaching and the other two people are learning. Just imagine this. Try to imagine this scenario. So these three people, this isn't a one-off as well. This has been going on for days. And these three individuals, these three people, they are lost and so absorbed in the recitation of the glorious Quran without any fear. But they may not have realized that they shall soon be tested and they're going to be undergoing a hardship. Now, all of these three people, they are new Muslims. They're new Muslims. So they're keeping in mind that many of their relatives have yet not accepted Islam. They're still deprived of the blessing of Islam. This is the situation. These are the early days of the beautiful religion of Islam, when the Prophet ﷺ had announced his prophethood and had started teaching the beautiful teachings of the religion of Islam. So these three individuals, they're new Muslims. And now they're studying the Quran in secret to avoid any trouble. And after having completed their recitation for the day, they hide the Quran. They hide the Quran, or whatever portion of the Quran they have available to them. They hide it at a specific place after recitation, to avoid troubles. Now, on the other hand, the disbelievers of Makkah al-Mukarramah, they are really annoyed at this, and they're alarmed by the fast spread of the religion of Islam. So they are making plans to stop the spread of religion of Islam. Otherwise they're thinking, if we don't stop the spread of this religion, this shall soon enter each and every house, and the religion of our ancestors is going to be wiped out. So this is what's worrying them, that their forefathers, their ancestors, their religion is going to be wiped out, and the religion of Islam shall dominate. Now this is something that's worrying them. So they're holding a meeting in order to try to stop the spread of Islam. So one of the leaders, he suggests that in order to stop the spread of Islam, we must go and ma'adallah kill the individual who has started to preach Islam. And then somebody said that this is Muhammad bin Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But we cannot kill him, because he is from the tribe of Quraysh. So now, if we were to kill him, then the tribe of Quraysh and other affiliated tribes, other linked tribes, they shall come and avenge. They'll come and take their revenge. And we will be in trouble if we were to go and martyr him like that. So we cannot martyr this person, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It isn't easy to martyr him. Now, as they're discussing this, one of the leaders of Quraysh, he says that whomsoever goes and ma'adallah martyrs the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I shall give him, and he announces a big reward, 100 red camels and 100 black camels and this amount of silver and so on and so forth. So he announces a lot of wealth for the person who is going to go and ma'adallah martyr the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Now, one individual with an extremely awe-inspiring personality, with an extreme, you can feel his presence. This is how brave and how awe-inspiring this individual is. He steps up and he says that I shall go and complete this task. He takes up the challenge upon himself. Now, everybody is shocked. They are shocked to see this, but at the same time they are sure that this is the only man suitable for the job. This is the only person who can go and do this. Because this individual, he's very well known for his bravery, for his strength, for his brave and fearless attitude. He's very well known for that. So now, this individual, he takes his sword, and he leaves with this bad intention. That, ma'adallah, I'm going to go and martyr the Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As he is going, he's confronted by someone in the street of Makkah al-Mukarramah who questions his motives, because he can see, he says, you know, I can see that you're not going anywhere with a good intention. So this individual, he says, yes, I'm going to go and ma'adallah martyr the Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this individual says to him that you are going to go and do that. First go and take a look at your own household, your own sister, and your brother-in-law, your sister's husband, both of them have accepted Islam. After hearing this, he is enraged. After hearing this, he is in such state of anger. Allahu Akbar. He, listening to this, infuriated him and changed his pathway towards his own house. So he's angered. What am I hearing? Now when he goes to his house, now he's in front of that house in which those three individuals, those three people are reciting the glorious Quran. One of those three people was his sister. And the other was his brother-in-law, his sister's husband. And the third person was teaching them the Quran. Even at this point, there's some sort of a sound coming from the house. He knocked at the door. He knocked on the door and it was asked, who is it? When he mentioned his name, all the three individuals present inside the house, they became unsettled and anxious. And apart from his sister and his brother-in-law, the third person hid somewhere in the house out of fear. And amidst all of this situation, whilst all of this situation is going on, in a hurry, they forgot to hide the Quran, or the portion of the Quran that they did have available to them. So they forgot to hide that. As soon as the sister opens the door, he is enraged and he asks that you have left the religion of your forefathers and adopted a new religion? Both of these individuals, they give a reply full of love for Islam. And they say, oh brother, whether we have left the religion or whatever the matter is, you tell us that how is your religion truthful? We worship only one Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is one without any partner. And we consider only Islam to be the truth, and we shall never leave Islam. Now you can imagine this individual who had set off to ma'azallah martyr the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he hears that his own household, his own sister and his brother-in-law, they have accepted Islam. So now he comes and he scolds them. He shows his anger to them. But rather than anything changing, they give him this reply that we shall never leave Islam. So you can see here in this, his anger only increased. And his anger has only increased further. And now he said that I shall not spare you. And in a state of anger, he started to beat his sister and his brother-in-law. To the extent that he beat them so much, he made them bleed. Allahu Akbar. So these two individuals, his sister and his brother-in-law, they're bleeding. And these lovers of the Quran, they never even uttered the smallest statement of annoyance, not even an oof. And they remained patient at the face of this great calamity, and trial, but rather stood their ground like a mountain of steadfastness. Allahu Akbar. And it is as though they were saying that no matter which difficulty and trial we face for the sake of Islam, even if we have to have our body cut into 1,000 pieces for the sake of Islam, in order to remain steadfast upon Islam, we shall happily embrace this and never leave Islam. Allahu Akbar. So we shall face any difficulty, but we shall never leave Islam. This is the attitude of these people. It is as though they're saying this because they're putting up with all of this beating, they're starting to bleed, but they're not even uttering a phrase of annoyance. Allahu Akbar. So now when this individual, he became tired of hitting them, and he realized that these two, they're not going to shake no matter what, and they will not leave Islam, they shall not leave Islam. So he left them and he sat down. And when he saw the scripture of the Qur'an present there, the portion of the Qur'an that was present there, when he saw that, he inquired about it. And he was told by his sister that this is the glorious speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Qur'an. But you cannot touch it as you are impure. But if you perform ghusl, if you wash yourself, then you shall be able to touch it. So after performing ghusl, as he took the Qur'an in his hand, he saw in front of him Surah Taha, and he started to read it. And as he came across and recited this beautiful verse, إِنَّنِي أَنَا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَعْبُدْنِي وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي. Indeed, it is me, Allah. There is no God except I. Therefore, worship me and keep the prayer established for my remembrance. When he read this verse, a strange feeling, a strange sensation of awe and fear overtook him. His heart totally changed. Allahu Akbar. Ultimately, he was blessed with the acceptance of Islam by presenting himself in the court of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, after all of this story, Allahu Akbar, after all of this story, what do we learn? Who was this great individual who stood like a mountain of steadfastness upon this calamity? Allahu Akbar. This is the individual, this is the great companion who we are going to be mentioning. This great individual who remained patient at such a calamity, who showed such steadfastness at even being beaten and being made to bleed. This was none other than the companion who was promised paradise, one of the 10 companions, Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala an. Yes, my dear son, brothers and viewers, Madani channel, Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala an, this is the 9th companion in that chain of 10 companions who were mentioned and who were given the glad tidings of paradise in this world by the beloved tongue of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu an, what steadfastness he portrayed. And who was his blessed wife who stood her ground along with him, who never left him alone, who had the same amount of love for Islam in her heart. It was none other than his blessed wife, Umm Jameel, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Fatima bint Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Yes, So if this is Fatima bint Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anha, then you can guess the person who made them bleed, the person who beat them up, was none other than Amirul Mu'mineen, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who wasn't a Muslim at that time. He was not a Muslim at the time when he went and he beat his sister and his brother-in-law, but after having recited the glorious verses of the Quran, he was overtaken by this awe, this feeling of awe and this feeling of fear, and he ultimately accepted Islam. So the companion that we're going to be discussing now and in the upcoming few episodes, inshallah azza wa jal, his name is Sa'id. Sidna Sa'id bin Zayd radiyallahu ta'ala an. And his kunya, his patronymic appellation, it is Abu al-A'war. And his lineage, it meets with the lineage of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 10 generations up. So 10 generations up, his lineage connects with the lineage of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, his blessed mother radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she is such a great individual. She was one of those individuals who was blessed with accepting Islam, one of the initial individuals to have accepted Islam. Likewise, Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiyallahu anhu himself, he was one of the earlier individuals to have accepted Islam. Likewise, his mother, her name is Sayyidatuna Fatima bint Ba'ja radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Some people have also written this as Fatima bint Na'ja. So Sayyidatuna Fatima bint Ba'ja radiyallahu anha, she is fortunate enough to have accepted Islam at the initial stages. What about his father? His father, Hazrat Sayyidina Zayd bin Amr radiyallahu ta'ala an. He was there at the time of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but before the revelation actually came to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announced his prophethood, the father of Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiyallahu an had already passed away before that. So then why are we saying Sayyidina Zayd bin Amr radiyallahu ta'ala an? Why are we saying may Allah be pleased with him? It is because the blessed father of Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiyallahu ta'ala an, he was one of those individuals whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed, that he refrained from any sort of idol worship. Rather, all of those acts which were against the teachings of Islam or the teachings of the religion of Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, he was against them. And he would really detest and he would dislike those. And he would in fact point this out to the Quraysh and he would criticize them. He was a muwahhid, meaning he would believed in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he did not worship any idols. He did not believe in ma'adallah, any partners for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was a muwahhid. He was acting upon the religion and the teachings of Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. In fact, Sayyidina Amir bin Rabi'a radiyallahu anhu, he says that Sayyidina Zayd bin Amr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that I have gone against my nation. I have opposed my nation with regards to their practices, and I have stuck to the and I've followed the religion, the teachings of Sayyidina Ibrahim and Sayyidina Ismail ala nabina wa alayhim as-salatu wassalam. And I have worshipped that being, or I have worshipped that God, I have worshipped that creator, which those two, Sayyidina Ibrahim and Sayyidina Ismail, ala nabina alayhi salatu wasalam, would worship. So he says that I have opposed my nation with regards to their practices. I've followed the teachings and the religion of Sayyidina Ibrahim and Sayyidina Ismail, ala nabina alayhi salatu wasalam, and I have worshipped him whom those two, meaning Sayyidina Ibrahim, Sayyidina Ismail, ala nabina alayhi salatu wasalam, would worship, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. And then he says that they would also face and pray facing towards the Qibla, and I do the same as well. And I am waiting for a messenger, for a prophet from the lineage, from the offspring, from the family tree, from the offspring of Sayyidina Ismail ala nabina alayhi salatu wasalam. But I don't think that I will get his time. I shall be alive at his time. So I accept faith in him. I accept him as a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I testify to his prophethood. I testify that he is a prophet. And if you have a life that is long enough and you meet him, then give him my salam. So this is the blessed father of Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu anhu. So you can see what a blessed individual he was, even though he was not alive, he did not gain the time in this world when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam announced his prophethood. But his feelings were such, his desires were such, that he wanted to meet that Prophet and testify and bring faith in him and pledge his allegiance to him in that sense. And he sent his salam through the means of another individual, through the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Sayyidina Amir bin Rabi'a radiallahu ta'ala an, he says that when I accepted Islam and I presented myself to the court of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I gave him the salam. I delivered the salam of Sayyidina Zayd bin Amr radiallahu ta'ala an to the court of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he granted a reply. He granted a reply to his salam, the salam of Sayyidina Zayd bin Amr radiyallahu ta'ala an. And he even said that I have seen Sayyidina Zayd bin Amr radiyallahu an in paradise. Allahu Akbar. So this is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself testifying. So this shows that the blessed father of Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiyallahu an was a great individual whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had protected from any sort of indecent acts, any acts which were against the teachings of the Abrahamic religion, the teachings of Sayyidina Ibrahim ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. Hadrat Sayyidina Asma bint Abi Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala an, she says that Sayyidina Zayd bin Amr radiyallahu ta'ala an was seen and he was sat facing his back or resting his back against the blessed Kaaba, and he would say that, O group of Quraysh, he would advise his people, O group of Quraysh, accept me. Other than me, I take an oath by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that none of you are on the religion of Sayyidina Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahu Akbar. And look at the soft-heartedness and the beautiful character. And this reflects in Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu anhu. If we look at the character of the father of Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, at that point, it was a practice of the Arabs, they would bury their daughters alive, ma'adallah. So, when the blessed father of Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala an, Sayyidina Zayd bin Amr radiallahu ta'ala an, when he would see that any individual, ma'adallah, wishes to kill his daughter, he would stop him. And he would say that, I will take this, and I will take care of her upbringing, her nourishment, her upbringing, I will be responsible for that, don't kill her. He would prevent his people from killing their daughters. And this is something amazing, something extraordinary, because at that point this was a norm in the society. This was something that was practiced widely in the society. So this was the blessed father of Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu anhu. And then when he would take that girl into his custody, he would ensure that she is brought up, she is looked after and she is cared for. Even when she would grow up, he would even then still offer to her parents, that if you wish, you may keep her. Now you may take her, she is grown now. Or, if you still want, I will bear the expenses for her marriage, for her nikah. This was the beautiful character of the blessed father of Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala an. And Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu an, his blessed father Sayyidina Amr bin Nufail radiallahu ta'ala an, he would, and even in the time of ignorance, in the era of ignorance, the pre-Islamic era of ignorance, he would openly refute the practices of the Quraysh. He would openly refute them, he would openly oppose them, the practices of Quraysh. And his uncle, Khattab bin Nufayl, he caused Sayyidina Zayd bin Amr radiallahu ta'ala a lot of pain. He caused him a lot of pain, because obviously this is an individual who is opposing the society, who is opposing the norms of the society, even to the extent that he once banished him from the blessed city of Makkah al-Mukarramah, and he never let him come back to the city of Makkah al-Mukarramah. But look at his belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he went through all of this torture, he went through all of these issues, all of these problems, but he never associated partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, he would even at that point, even though they banished him or they would torture him in many ways, it would still not deter him, it would still not put him off. Rather, he would openly go to the disbelievers of Mecca, those who were associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there are a few couplets of his which are very famous, which he would recite with them. أَرَبًّا وَاحِدًا أَمْ أَلْفَ رَبٍّ أَدِينُ إذا تقسمت الأمور تركت اللات والعزى جميعا كذلك يفعل الرجل البصير. الله أكبر. So in essence, he's in summary, he's saying that should I worship one Lord, one Rabb, or ma'adallah, a thousand of them? So he would say this openly. So you can imagine his bravery. He would say this openly amongst the friends, amongst the circle of the polytheists, those who are associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he says that I have left Lat and Uzza. They were the false gods, ma'adallah, the idols of the people, the disbelievers of Mecca at the time. So he says, I have left Lat and Uzza. And anybody who is intellectual, anybody who is a sensible person will do the same. We've actually been discussing the father of Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu anhu, and our episode for the day has almost come to an end. But alhamdulillah, we've also seen what great steadfastness Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu anhu portrayed. And what you can see where he got this from. His own father was so steadfast. When it came to truth, when it came to the truth, he would not be shook. He would not be, nobody would be able to shake him. Nobody would be able to deter him. Nobody would be able to put him off. Rather, he stood his ground firmly. And he preached openly. He invited people towards righteousness. This is why we see the same attribute and the same quality reflected in his blessed son, Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu anhu, who was beaten. He started to bleed. And yet he never uttered even a phrase of annoyance, a phrase, not even something as simple as oof. He, this is something that we need to keep in mind. And if we look at the companions of Radwanullahi ta'ala in majma'in, how much they were tortured, what torture they were subjected to, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, what torture he was subjected to, the earlier Muslims when they would accept Islam, this is another whole different topic. So we see this in the companions that even though they're new Muslims in that sense, but their love for Islam is so much that once they've accepted Islam, nothing can put them off, nothing can shake them off. This is the faith, the strength of the faith that we learn from the companions of Radwanullahi ta'ala and majma'in. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a portion of that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala truly grant us the love for our religion of Islam, keep us steadfast, and grant us a good death in the state of Iman as well, in the beautiful city of Madinah al-Munawwara. So alhamdulillah, today we've started our discussion with regards to Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu anhu. Shall be continuing our discussion in the future, but in the meantime, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
The special tense of Abbas, radiallahu anhum. The special tense of Abbas, radiallahu anhum. The special tense of Abbas, radiallahu anhum. The special tense of Abbas, radiallahu